Hey, you guys, what's up? I am Alicia Jane and happy New Year. Oh, man, I feel like this new year is so epic already. After a pretty crazy year, I think everybody can agree that no matter whether it was like a fairly decent year or maybe a less enjoyable year, it was quite transformative for us all in one way or another. And I think that's what makes this year so powerful, just stepping into 2021. It's like a breath of fresh air, and it carries with it such new momentum because I think so many of us are just so ready to put 2020 to bed and to put it behind us, and not to say or pretend like it didn't happen, but I know that it was challenging for a lot of us and it really shook us up. It peeled back layers, it unveiled so much, personally and collectively. And so I know that I'm feeling real excitement with this new year. And I love New Year's just because of the fresh energy that they always seem to bring. It's like there's always this wave of excitement and momentum that pushes us into new beginnings. It's like a clean slate and a blank canvas, you know? So there's so much opportunity and just this like beautiful, fresh space to create in. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm not really one to make New Year's resolutions. To be fair, not much changes in my personal life in terms of my fitness routines or my eating routines or these things that tend to kind of go a little off kilter, especially with the holidays right before the new year. So not much is necessarily needing to be reinvented on a for me personally, but I do know that there comes with New Year's this opportunity to reestablish, reinvent, and recreate new rituals and new ways of supporting ourselves as we move forward with this momentous energy. And this year, 2021, I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling the energy shift already. I feel light and energized, and I've got a lot of ideas coming through. Like I'm feeling inspired, and it's almost overwhelming because when I start to download ideas, it's like, oh my God, here we go. And it's like this whirlwind of new beginnings and new creations coming forward. And that is so exciting and so damn cool. This year, we're moving forward with the energy of air. And I think it's just like, oh, there's so much I can speak to air and to our breath, essentially. Take a deep breath, you know, and just. We've made it through one of the most challenging years in our history, potentially. And thank goodness we're where we are, you know. And if 2020 taught us anything, it was just how strong we are, how resilient and how courageous and, you know, just how much we can actually take without breaking. Of course, now that we've moved into a day later past 2020, there's so much that's probably still going to fall apart and so much that's still going to need to be rebuilt. But I think we're all ready for the job. I think that we realize with like big, clear vision how messed up things were in the past and how they still are in a lot of ways and just how much work we have to do. But I think now we're actually seeing, you know, with real clear vision of what needs to change. And yeah, there's so much I could say about that. I'm really hopeful that this year we come together and really work together for each other. Last year, 2020, I saw a lot of separation, a lot of tactics to cause separation, which is super disheartening, because even something as simple as a mask has caused such serious divide. It has, people fight over this in like brutal ways. Like it causes the beast to come out in each of us to defend our space and our belief and our values and our, in where we stand on this side, what side we stand on. And yeah, it's kind of crazy because what I saw is just so many tactics to separate us. And so moving into 2021, I hope that we can dissolve the bullshit that is separating us and really come back to working together, to bringing each other to more harmony and to accepting each of us for our differences and for where we stand on the spectrum of our beliefs and our values and what means and matters to us all. With this new year, like even just yesterday and today, like I'm feeling, like I said at the beginning, so inspired. And I just feel like we're working with wind energy right now. And I'm feeling this excitement and this propulsion to create and to move and to do. And I know that's, you know, there's a lot of doing in the world, but right now I just feel like we have such energy to get going. And so whatever you're hoping to bring forward, I think that we can really utilize the energy of air and wind to light us up in idea and to create containers so that we can start to move forward all of our new ideas and new creations. And yeah, that's super exciting. Like I said, I don't really work with resolutions so much. I don't have goals that I want to bring forward so much because kind of throughout the whole year, throughout my moments in time, I'm always creating and I'm always resetting intentions and re-evaluating where I am in time and space. So this year, I've kind of pondered some words that I want to bring forward into 2021. So my first word is embodiment. I feel like last year and for the past few years, there, at least in my world, in my space, I've been absorbing so much. I have been learning and learning and learning. I've bought more courses than I can keep up with. And I do my best, you know, because there's only so much time in the day. And so like I'm reading all the time and I'm doing work to expand my intelligence and to expand my awareness of where the things that I'm passionate about and what I want to kind of dive deeper into. And so there's been a lot of growing in that way of just expanding my mind and learning things that I want to start to bring forward. So with that, and I think 2020 was no different, but moving into 2021, I want to embody these practices and these learnings and these teachings and really start to bring forward my own interpretations and my own perspectives on all of the teachings that I've absorbed. So I'm really going to center and to start to channel from within and embody the practices and the learnings that I have been learning. And as well as like not only being able to like, I guess, integrate and ground into all of the things that I've learned, I want to create more wholeness you know, because embodiment is wholeness. And so this is honoring and bringing awareness and integrating all parts of myself so that my light and my shadow, all of it is welcome in my world. So this is a big thing to really be picking all of the little pieces from around, you know, around my space, all of my little parts, and bringing them into a cohesive, coherent, integrated wholeness that feels embodied. And yeah, I'm really excited to start to share in that way because, you know, when you're absorbing so much, I think sometimes it's hard to instantly share them right away because it's not yours really. And it's not yours until you can really feel it inside of you and you can experience it. Because it's one thing to intellectually know stuff and work from that space of like mental capacity, which I'm excellent at. And it's a totally different understanding. It's like an inner standing, you know, that you can, when you embody something, you come and you operate from, you teach from experience, you teach from feeling, you teach from inner knowing. So I'm really excited to start to bring forward more of what I've been learning and studying in the past little while to my world and to share. So first word is embodiment. And the second word is balance. So I really want to cultivate more balance in my life. And I mean this in the way of, for example, balancing the masculine and the feminine within myself. So I've recently been tapping into manifestation and abundance and just really exploring this in my world. And one of the aspects of manifestation and attracting abundance is your ability to receive. And as I sort of started to ponder my own ability to receive, I realized that it's quite challenging for me to receive everything, you know, in terms of energetics or emotional or physical offerings. It's not as easy for me to receive as it is for me to give. I am quite driven and I definitely have a very strong masculine aspect to my being. I'm I go, I work with momentum, I'm fiery, I'm action. I love to give and offer my services. And I'm realizing now that there needs to be more of a reciprocity, a balance between my masculine and feminine energy where I have the ability to take and not just take, but receive graciously, receive openly, receive freely. So I'm working to balance my life, to really let myself be active and then also give myself space to rest, to let myself give and then also to be open to receiving. And I have a feeling that this is going to transform my life. So I just want to, I guess, get myself back into more alignment with nature, because nature doesn't just give. It's not balanced. There's always these giving and receiving relationships, this balance of reciprocity that is consistently moving through all aspects of nature. It's like the flower and the bee, you know. It's not that the bee is just taking pollen, you know. It's not that way at all. It's that the bee actually is, you know, giving different pollen to the flower so that it's fertilizing. And so there is this balanced relationship that is continuous and always flowing. I love it. And so I really want to cultivate more balance of the masculine and feminine in my life and really cultivating my ability to receive. My third word is maybe a little bit of a double word, but We can start with presence. So present awareness is the concept that I am going to really be bringing in to my world. I realize that the only moment of power that we have is in this present now moment. And man, so often we are either thinking behind us or ahead of us. And so rarely are we actually just landed in this time and space right here, right now. And it sounds like such a simple thing. And, you know, all of the greatest teachers are always teaching to be present and to be here now, you know, but it is so challenging for us. And yet the problem lies in when we're always thinking in the past, we're kind of like feeling like guilty or resentment or, you know, would have, could have, should have energy, or, you know, we don't let ourselves actually let go of what happened when we're thinking about the past. And if we're always living in the future, typically it's going to hold things like fear and worry. And with that comes anxiety and stress. And so if we can just land in this present moment, which is our only moment of power, the only moment that we are able to actually create anything, then I believe that we can eliminate some of our, you know, regret and guilt and past shit, and as well eliminate some of our worry and stress and anxiety from the future, and really land here where there is so much to be grateful for. You know, even dialing back into the breath and taking a big full breath, inhaling deeply and exhaling fully, can show us all of these things. This balance, inhale and exhale, this presence, which only the breath can take us to, you know, like when you are consciously connected to your breath, there's nowhere else you can be. You are in this moment right here and right now. And so there's so much bliss and beautiful bits and pieces that live in this moment right here. And that's so important to really start looking at your time in this now moment and seeing all the sweetness that lives here. Like, it's freaking bomb, you know? And I think we're lost too much in our past and our past and future. And we're forgetting this joy, this absolute bliss and joy that lives right here and right now. So there's that present awareness, cultivating that, which some of the practices that help me to really tap into that is my breathwork practice. So I practice conscious connected breathwork. And also sometimes I'm practicing Kundalini breathwork. And these practices, there is nothing I know that is better than breathwork to bring me to the present moment. And movement is actually another way that I can get lost in the moment and lost in just being with myself, with my feelings, with my breath. And so moving and breathing, and they sound so simple, you know, it's like obvious, but maybe not so obvious, because these things allow me to get lost in the enjoyment of right now. Yeah. So those are two things. Oh, and I guess getting into nature, you know, I'm always so grateful to spend time in nature, and, I utilize nature to not only find stillness and quiet. Like sometimes I just leave my phone, or, you know, disconnect the earbuds or whatever. And sometimes I use my little nature walks and explorations to really dive into what is known as podcasts or audiobooks. I don't know, if I didn't have these big, beautiful walks and hikes and runs, I don't know when I would have space to pay attention to the books that I, again, absorb through audio. super, super grateful for that time and space. Okay. And then the last little piece that I am kind of, and this is a huge piece, like this is like a bit of a the piece. This is the thing that I really feel is so important for me this year, is to let go, to release attachments, to release expectations, and to move with flow and that divine intelligence, the divine inspiration, and just really trust that everything that's moving forward in my life is perfect. It's as it should be, and everything will sort itself out in perfect timing. And with letting go, I think, is another piece. Not only does that letting go require trust, but it requires faith. Faith. And I kind of think like there's fear and then there's faith, you know? And both are these mind-made kind of illusionary things. But if we are too heavy on our fear side and we're worrying all the time and we're doubting what's happening and we have that, and even if it's like the slightest little hint of it in your being, shit's gonna go wrong. And that doubt and that fear and that worry, it pulls you down and it pulls you into a shit spiral. And so the opposite of fear in a way is faith, and just cultivating this inner knowing that everything is going to work out exactly how you need it to. And to really trust that, to trust with your whole heart, your whole being, and get behind that. Feel positive, feel energized, feel excited that whatever's happening is for your highest growth, for your highest evolution, and to rest easy in that, and to know that anything that gets put on your plate, you got it, you can handle it, and you'll be okay. You will be more than okay. And I think that is something that I really am landing so deeply into this year. You know, it kind of a funny thing. A couple, maybe like a week or so ago, I had a message from a past person in my life, past lover in my life. And it kind of like threw me for a little bit of a spiral. He told me that he had interest in still potentially being with me. And it kind of like, it was interesting because we're like soulmates, and we have still a very important relationship in my life. And so, but when he told me that he still was thinking about potentially being with me in a future time and space, all of a sudden the strings that I had cut got reattached. And in this reattachment to this person, to this idea, to this potential, I ended up feeling all sorts of things. I felt a little bit stressed. I felt like I needed resolution. I felt like I needed answers. I felt like I was now kind of in this whirlwind spin in my mind that I could not control and that I didn't know the result of. Now, it's a funny thing because nothing needs to be changed than what it is. And of course, everything always moves in exactly the way it needs to move, whatever that is, you know. But it was fascinating because I found myself kind of stressed out over the whole situation and clinging or attaching myself to this idea in a way that wasn't conducive to ease and grace so no ease, no grace. Anyways, so I was lying in my bed and all of a sudden I was like, you know what? This shit has got to go. Like whatever the fuck happens is going to happen. And whatever doesn't happen, doesn't happen. And no matter what, I still love this human and he's still an important piece of my life. And it doesn't matter, you know, because life is going to take me where I need to go. And everything that comes forward into my present moment is going to be what I need. And everything that leaves can leave, and it's okay. and trusting and having faith allows you to let go and to release attachment and to release expectation. And so that's my fucking jam. And I need to move there, because in so many situations, not just in love, but, you know, in business and in other relationships and in other ways of life, you know, so often I think we attach to what we think needs to happen, or we attach to needing the answers or the idea of the outcome or whatever it is. And there's this control that we just don't have. We do not have control over what is going on or what happens in our lives. And so it's this practice of letting go and deeply surrendering and holding trust and faith as your backbone to surrender, to let go. Yeah. So those are my four things: embodiment, balance, present awareness, and letting go, releasing attachment and expectation, and moving with flow. And yeah, I'm so stoked, because like already I just feel such a buzz of inspired thoughts and ideas. And, you know, I know that's coming from the new Aquarius energy that we've got floating around us, which is life-giving, especially since we've been so, you know, we're moving from Capricorn, which has been so grounding and also restraining and containing in a way that for somebody like myself is not my thriving space. You know, it's like too much structure and too much rules and too much regulation and too much holding you down and keeping you, you know, stay in the limits. And I'm so freaking excited to move forward with this new air Aquarian energy that is free and humanitarian and futuristic and technologically advanced. And, you know, I'm just stoked. I just see so much new cool shit coming forward, like new support systems and new attitudes and new beliefs and new containers for us to like start to build whatever we want to bring forward into this sort of new world. Such a beautiful opportunity to create and to manifest our dreams into this space. Yeah. What else can I tell you guys? Moving forward, into this year, I've just dove into, financial stock trading. Yes. So I made my first trades on Thursday, on the 31st, which was yesterday. And so that's super exciting. I've got a bunch of investments in cryptocurrency and blockchain. And so I'm really excited to get nerdy with the stock market now and just start trading a little bit and playing in that world. So that's super exciting. That's another part of my being. But moving into this Aquarian space, I think that cryptocurrency and blockchain is going to really thrive. And so if that's something you're interested in getting into, I foresee this being the future. This is the direction. And what else? I'm getting into sound healing. I've got a couple of crystal bowls coming to me, and so excited to dive into medicine of the sound. Like, music is a huge part of my life and always has been. I'm so nerdy about music. I love it. I love curating playlists. I love moving to music. I love breathing to music and just being in music, dancing to music. So music, but what I've really started to love lately is the resonant sound and vibration of bowls and of tuning forks. And just, I'm so excited to start creating in that way and to start sharing some sound baths and just really balance the body at a cellular level and get ourselves really in alignment in a frequency kind of way. Yeah. So those are the two things that are coming to mind that I'm really excited about that are new for me that I bring forward, moving forward. And I've got some really exciting stuff to share. I was creating last night. Like I said, I'm feeling inspired. Lots of ideas are dropping in. And so new stuff is coming forward. Probably will land around February. So I can't wait to share. And yeah, I think this has probably been long enough rambles for you guys today, but I wish you so much love and the most epic beginnings to your new year. I hope that it feels blessed. I hope that you feel positive and inspired to create and really trust that whatever your heart is pulling you towards is where you need to go. So follow your heart. Trust and have faith that your heart will not steer you wrong and dive all in. Like, let's make some moves and really start living our dreams. I think that is something that I'm so excited to continue doing and to even manifest more on a bigger level. And have some adventures, you know, even if we're still in this pandemic and still feeling a little bit restricted, get outside and go play and, you know, connect with your friends and do things that light you up. Continue to do things that light you up every single day. Meow. Okay. I love you guys so much. If you want to practice with me, Daily Ritual opens its doors soon. We've got 5 days of ritual coming in real hot. Real quick. So that is January 4th to January 8th. Starts on Monday. And we can't wait. All of the teachers and I have created this week-long offering that will be just all of our little cool stuff that we love to share, movement and meditations and teachings and just, you know, the good stuff, right? And so it's free. I'll put a link below this. And if you're on my Instagram pages, any of them, whether it's Alicia Lou Loves You or Alicia Jane Is My Name or dailyritual.live, you can find the link in the bio to sign up for 5 days of ritual or get on my email list. Lots of ways to connect. And if you don't know how, then just send me a message anytime. My email is info@aliciajane.com. Don't be shy. You can always ask me anything you need. But yeah, Daily Ritual opens its doors soon. Before that, we have our 5 days of ritual. Gets you, a taste of who we are, what we're all about. And we'd love to have you move with us in the new year. So yeah, time to up level. And if anything helps you do that, I know in my heart that movement and breath work and meditation is so key. It's so freaking important. So yeah, join us. And that's it. That's all she wrote. I love you guys. Peace out. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy it. Get outside and happy new year. Peace, peace, peace.